Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. By his stripes you were healed. Learn to say the truth about your healing from God's Word as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland teach Healing School on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now, we're here in Mark 5. So Jesus immediately goes across the lake and verse 22. Well, let's just read 21. Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, which is Capernaum. Much people gathered unto him. He was nigh unto the sea. Now remember, we're talking about he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Oh, he's so easy. He ain't hard on anybody but the devil.
That's right.
Boy, he's hard on him. Behold, here cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Now this is Jesus' hometown synagogue. Now we have record of him preaching in that synagogue. And the Pharisees got all bent out of shape because he did something on the Sabbath. But now Jairus, who only lived less than 100 yards away from Jesus. Right there, right next to the synagogue. And he saw this man stretch forth his withered hand. Made the Pharisees mad, but it didn't make Jairus mad. It didn't bother him. It's the real religious guy. He's ruler of the synagogue. These guys are very demanding. And so, well, you know the story. So now we know why Jairus had this kind of faith. He heard Jesus preach. Oh, man. Besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse when she'd heard of Jesus. Now, what did she hear? Well, we know she heard the word because faith came. There's some absolutes here that we know about her. Came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, the Greek word is lego, which means she kept saying, she kept saying, she kept saying. And I think about the little lego blocks, the little building blocks. And so she's building faith. She's building faith. She has kept saying, and she kept saying, and she kept saying.
That works for us too.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Keep saying. Don't start saying unbelief. Don't quit. Hallelujah.
Say it. I receive my healing right now.
I receive my
healing. It's mine right now.
Right now. Right
immediately.
Now. Yes. Right
now. I take it now.
I take it now.
It's mine now. Thank you, Lord.
And just say it and say it and say it.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
She came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, she kept saying, if I but touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway.
Immediately.
The fountain of her blood dried up. Then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power, dunamis, had come out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, one thing we know for absolute certain. Let's back up here now. 12 years suffered many things of many physicians. Spent all that she had. Now here again is someone, Brother Rick Renner told me, he said this word translated plague, he said it means it'll go away a little while and then here it comes back worse. It'll go away a little while and then here it comes back worse. 12 years!
Well, we use that word that way. We say that just plagues me, you know, over and over and over. Something irritating.
Something that comes back. And so here again, we know that she's skin and bones. And we also know she forgave those doctors. Because faith doesn't work in an unforgiving heart.
Praise God. Amen.
Now,
thank you, Lord.
I don't know what part of Capernaum she lived in, but it was on the road that goes to the synagogue and then to Jairus' house, which is right there next to Jesus' house. And so she's close, but she's a shut-in. Now, because of what we're beginning to learn here, we can, other things come up that are very, 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 very obvious. Like her forgiveness. She's weak. She's got some fear about her because now she's going to have to get out and touch that garment and it's illegal for her to be out there.
She could be stoned for that.
But her faith came to the point. It was her faith that moved her out into the street. She intended to sneak up there, touch that garment, and wrap it back into her room. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
And that day, say that day.
That day.
Her prosperity angel began to work to restore her financially. Because she was broke and destitute.
Praise God.
Somebody was relaying his messages from the synagogue over to her. Now, we won't take time to turn there, but the men that carried the man in that blanket, whatever it was, a tarp kind of a thing, that was in Jesus' house and it was Jesus' roof that they broke up. Now here's something the Spirit of the Lord just dropped into my spirit not long ago. And you know, and when God does it that way, it's not just an idea, because I had a lot of ideas about this and pictures in my mind. Mm-hmm. And particularly listening to Keith and all and others and the things we've thought of, and all good things, don't misunderstand. But the Lord literally dropped this into me and said, no, he was in the same position that this woman was. Right there in the same town, right there in the same proximity. And he's getting messages relayed to him. He contacted the other four. They didn't contact him. He said, now guys, I got to get over there. I have to get in front of Jesus. I'm going to be healed of this. I've been hearing these testimonies. I've been hearing, you know, they've been relaying messages to me, and you guys have relayed messages to me. You've been over there and heard him preach. And I got to get there. I got to get there. You're just going to have to pick me up, and you're just going to have to carry me over there, and you're going to get me in there. And then they got over there, and they said, Bobby Joe, we can't get inside. There are too many people here. See, this was not a hostile crowd. I used to think it was. It wasn't in the synagogue. They'd come to hear him. Place is jammed out. Like I heard Keith say one time, finest donkeys in the land were parked right out there in front. Some of them double parked, brother. Couldn't get in there. Hey, man. They had come from the whole region round about. And that's a big house. A whole lot of people. Anyway. Glory. And they said, we can't get in there. What are we going to do? One of the other guys said, well, we ain't got anything left to do. Let's get up on top of the house. He ain't going to care. It's his house. And we know him. He won't care if we bust up his roof. And we're going in there. And he said, all right, that's good. Whatever you do, don't drop me off his roof. I'm bad enough shape right now. But it won't really make any difference if you do drop me and break my leg. I'm walking home. I'm going out of here healed.
Praise God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
And Jesus is standing there preaching. And while they're still letting him down, can't you just see him? Son, cheer up. Your sins are forgiven you.
I see you looking up at the roof, and there's a leg coming through it. And then another leg. And then an arm. That's what happened.
Yeah. She was standing preaching in Tallahassee, Florida, in City Auditorium there. And she was standing there, had on that pretty navy blue suit. She went, it's raining on my Bible. A tornado hit that thing and ripped the roof open right over the top of her head. And you think she jumped and run? And John ran up there, and of course the auditorium people, they were in a frenzy. They just wanted to jump and run everybody. And no, and the people just kind of sat there and just, I mean, it's raining in. And you can imagine the noise.
And I thought the worst thing about it was, my Bible's getting wet.
And so they came in and they said to John, now I know you want to get these people out of here, and the healing school's over, right? John said, you don't know my mama. So Gloria said, okay, everybody, she's holding her Bible like this. Okay, everybody just follow the people here. And she stood there until everybody got out, and everybody was very orderly. And there were pieces of junk that fell out in the parking, huge pieces of corrugated steel fell out in the parking lot, didn't touch a car. And they went on downstairs, and one of the most powerful healing services that you ever preached.
Yeah, we kept going.
Praise God. Amen. The healer was in the house. Yes. Praise God. And it showed it in the paper. Of course, I forgot this. First thing she did, she ripped into that storm. I mean, she broke the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it came out in the paper. They tracked that tornado up to the convention center, and that's where it stopped. The Spirit of God in Gloria Copeland's mouth killed that tornado
praise
right there.
God. Thank you, Lord.
And the angels, don't discount the angels. When you make the charge, that's when the angels charge. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Somebody's ears popped open right then, just as I said that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I see it. Nervousness. In case of nerves. You just uptight, and sometimes it just make you want to just jump up and just run out of the house. Others, it just gets down on you where you want to just close all of the windows and stay in the house. Healed and delivered right now.
Praise God.
Healed and delivered right now.
Praise God.
Children, hyper children.
You know, a lot of that stuff is fear.
All of it's fear.
Fear gets you uptight.
All of it is. Hyper children that just don't want to be still. Don't give them Ritalin. You're creating a drug addict when you do that. You're creating in a child the idea that there's a pill to fix anything that's wrong with me. And you start that when they're 5 years old, you're going to have a heroin addict by the time they're 15 years, 18 years old. But not our children.
No.
Now, pray. Seek the Lord. I'll say that. If you have a hyper child, it's just, you know, off the charts, stop the sugar. Well, he doesn't get any sugar. Does he eat bread? Yeah. Does he eat potatoes? Yeah.
Cereal.
Does he eat chips? Yeah. All that stuff metabolizes into sugar. Oh,
now
my brother Copa.
Now you've done it.
Yeah, I have.
I'm looking.
Oh, but Brother Copeland, I mean, you should, you know, that little devil will get all, and you're talking about the child,
yeah.
But it is a little devil, not the child. But there's a low-level devil pushing that child. But the devil has to have something to work with in the natural. Do your homework. Find out.
Yeah. But he throws things at me when he doesn't get his candy.
You are bigger than him. Now then, Kelly did her biblical research with her children, and she corrected her children by spanking with a wooden spoon. Not a strap, that's child abuse. Not spanking is child abuse. Yes, but that's not correct.
Well, she didn't hit him in the head with the spoon.
No. She felt like it, but she didn't.
I don't think she did that.
Now, Max, her youngest, there was a problem that he'd been having. And he was just a young boy. I think he was about 14 or something like that. And he read the word, and that this thing just kept hounding him, and he'd get loose from it and free it a little while, and then he'd come back, and he just couldn't. And so he found it in the scripture, and
spare the rod.
Being corrected by a parent properly would bring deliverance. He went to the kitchen and got the spoon and brought it to her and said, "Mother, I got to have deliverance from this. I'm asking you please to spank me." Stood on the scripture. Never bothered him one day more until this day. But now see, Kelly didn't fight him with a spoon. She loved him and read scripture to him and taught him. Now, what do you think's going to happen when he and Maddie have children? They'll be proper, properly raised, very polite, mannerly children. Amen. And hell on the devil. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
What is the truth about God's healing? Is it for everyone? The Bible is clear. God's will has been, is now, and always will be for His people to be well. The Truth About Healing Package, two books by Gloria Copeland, will help you understand who you are in Christ and why that puts you in position to live healed and whole. Settle the issue once and for all that healing belongs to you in the book, God's Will is Your Healing. Sickness and disease have no right to stay in you. The mini-book, Don't Buy the Lie, uncovers Satan's attempts to try to keep you from experiencing the health and freedom Jesus paid for you to have. Take hold of the revelation that God wants you well. Exercise your authority, knowing God's promises are for you. Make use of each of these resources to help you stand strong in the Word. When the world has no answer, you can turn to God's Word for truth. Healing belongs to God's children. It belongs to you. Request the Truth About Healing Package today, also available as a digital download free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Learn the truth about healing direct from God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call toll free 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Asthma, bronchitis, tuberculosis. Anybody in here suffers from asthma at all? Take a deep breath. Holy Ghost breath in my lungs. No. I just heard the Lord say, new lungs. And every asthmatic scar in your lung is no longer there. Praise God.
I have David from Independence, Kansas. He has been with chronic asthma all of his life. He's 65 years old, never been able to breathe, said he's having trouble all through this meeting. But when Brother Copeland spoke about the new lungs, he took a breath. He came to tell his testimony on that side. We walked all across the room. He's outrunning me up here.
Wow. Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Demonstrate how you're breathing for him. Just breathe deep for him.
Amen. Could never do that.
Since I was a child, I've had chronic asthma, and today I was totally healed, 100%. New set of lungs. New set of lungs from God. Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Praise God.
This is for all of you that got a new heart. And you're short of breath, you couldn't get down in there. You got new lungs to go along with your new heart. Everybody in the building. Oh, glory to God.
This is Michelle from the DC area. She's an ordained minister. She came to this meeting because she believed God was able to heal her.
Yeah.
As Brother Copeland was talking this morning, prophesying that God has given new hearts, she said, God, I need a new lung. So she reached out by faith, yeah. And God spoke to her and said, I just gave it to you right now, a new lung, new parts in her body this morning.
Glory to
Praise God.
God.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you,
This is Pam from Rolla, Missouri, and she's had been suffering with breathing in her lungs.
I got injured. I was working in a place, and my lungs were damaged from chemicals that somebody spilled. And I've had severe asthma since 2015, and I knew I had to come today. I knew I was going to get my healing. I've got new lungs, but on top of that, I haven't been able to breathe out of my nose since I was a young child, and I even had surgery to repair it, and 6 months later, I couldn't breathe again.
Praise God.
Amen.
And from that point on, 2015, I've had severe asthma every day, multiple times I have to use my inhaler, and I felt like I could breathe all the way down into my lower lungs now. I know Jesus gave me a new set of lungs today. And I could run all the way up and back down now, and I would be just fine.
I love watching these healing testimonies to see time and time again how people's faith in the healing power of Jesus takes hold of a promise, and the results are just miraculous. Jesus is the healer, the restorer, the deliverer, and it's by His stripes that you, the Bible says, you were healed. Do you believe that today? Then hold your hands up to Him, and I'm going to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I command you, body, to be made whole, to receive what our Jesus did for you in Jesus' name. Brain, be fixed. Organs, be fixed. Skin diseases, be gone. Backs, be straight in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for the total healing of our bodies right now in Jesus' name. Do you believe that? I know that you do, and I receive it for you. And I want to remind you that we have more to just keep feeding that word in you. Our product is to give away to you for free is God's will for your healing. And don't buy the lie. These words will help you. The word is God's medicine. So you can go to kcm.org and request it, and we'll get it right to you. Also, if you need prayer, call our prayer line. We have prayer ministers on staff. They're trained in the Word of God, and they will pray the Word over you and be your prayer partner. We all need that. So give us a call at our KCM offices around the world. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is available to you free on DVD, CD, or digital download at kcm.org. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.